Attention! All personnel, because of the epidemic, tonight's broken film, which has not arrived yet, is canceled. A reminder from Colonel Blake, due to the flu, kindly refrain from kissing anyone unless absolutely necessary.
Come on, Track. See if you can bite the spoon. Well, eat it all. You can see the picture at the bottom of the bowl. The three little pigs in escrow. Why do doctors always make such lousy patients?
If you were a patient, would you trust you?
Well, no. One for General MacArthur?
He hasn't had a thing.
Pierce, Hawkeye.
Lieutenant Anderson. Sheila.
You look new.
Only one owner.
Ah, a sense of humor.
Hey, my nose has no teeth.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lieutenant Anderson, this is Captain MacIntyre, a doctor with a 24-hour flu, which is now in its third day.
Hi.
I wish we'd met when I was alive.
Well, now, one for Ward Bond.
Attention, all OR personnel. Attention.
They're playing our announcer.
Incoming casualties.
See if you can get him to eat something. Otherwise, start him on IV.
Right.
If he makes a grab at you, let him. He needs the exercise. He'll be playing the violin again in no time.
You know something? There's a good chance I may not catch that old devil flu.
Oh. You have your own private immunity, doctor?
You're invulnerable to viral infections?
I breathe through my ears.
Oh, pipe down, will you, Pierce?
It's like living in a wind tunnel, but it fools the germs hanging around my nose.
You okay, Jacobs?
I'll be all right, doctor.
Oh, that's good. Because I'm deathly ill.
What's the matter? Stop doing jolting and get to bed.
Fine. I'll be just fine.
Jacobs, put him to bed. And take the next one for yourself.
I'm fine. I'm just fine.
Put a screen in between your beds. He's most dangerous when he's on his back. Don't thank me until you get my bill. Big, dumb, strong ones always go first. Suction.
Yeah, we're ready to close. 4-0 silk and mop my forehead.
Doctor, I just did.
Don't argue with me. Just do what I...
Alyssa.
Doctor!
Stay where you are. Don't leave the table. Father, give him a stool. Margaret, you think you can land the plane by yourself?
I think so.
All right, help Sheila.
Gloves.
Nothing clever. Just close and call me when you're finished so I can check your embroidery.
Right.
Father, belly up to the instrument tray. Give us some gloves here. Left one first. Diva retractor.
What?
Diva retractor, the curly thing with the curl.
The Diva retractor. Well, you do give them complicated names.
That's the cross we bear, Father. How's Frank?
He's unconscious.
Saving lives at last. Suction, Father.
Coming right up.
Father, as long as we're working together, is it all right if I call you Dad?
Look, General, I realize that flu is epidemic in the whole theater, but I'm all alone here. I'm a humble captain. Yes, I know, I'm a capable young surgeon. Let me add, I have good prospects, and I'm a great catch, but I'm not looking for a husband. I need help here. I just send me some hands. Anybody. Jack the Ripper. Anybody who's good with a knife. What? General, I understand the problem. When am I going to get somebody here? Days. Thank you, General. You've been a big help. Everything I said to him went in one star and out the other.
Anything I can do to help.
That's a nice offer, Radar, but unless you can graduate medical school in the next 2 hours, forget it.
I suppose you realize you're ranking surgeon now.
It's hard to believe I'm sitting in Henry Blake's chair. This is the chair from which 1,000 indecisions have been launched.
Yes, sir.
Tell you what we're going to do, Radar.
Check the personnel directory, call Seoul, Tokyo, Okinawa, and Busan. See if we can get another surgeon to come in here and help you.
You put the words right into my mouth.
Yes, sir.
Don't get fresh. Come in. Margaret. I've done this often, but I never dared dream it.
Mind your tongue.
Frank's flat on his back. I think we should follow his example.
Frank wants his Bible. Where is it?
It's over there, under his catalog from the Japanese sex shop.
He doesn't have one of those.
He's even making a shopping list. You find the page creased under the inflatable set. Patch kits included.
Oh, will you be serious for just 1 minute, please?
I am, Margaret. You know there's a frontier feeling around here? Joel McRae is in bed, so is Ralph Bellamy and Colonel Andy Devine. Now there's just you and me, Francis D. and Slim Somerville.
Why do you talk like that?
I can't help it. I'm part of the movie generation. I spend every Saturday morning and afternoon in the dark.
I'm really not interested.
I could easily have been a mushroom instead of a doctor.
I'll tell you what you're not. You're not commanding officer.
Oh, yeah?
As a major, I'm next in command.
Okay, you take charge.
You've just been waiting for a chance to take over, haven't you?
Look, I want a command about as much as I want a scholarship to Devil's Island.
Let's have a clear understanding.
You won't take yes for an answer, will you?
I'll get to the real thrust of what I'm saying.
You're the sorest winner I ever met.
You've emasculated me for the last time. I'm in charge now.
Okay, Madam President.
You take care of the surgical matters and I'll handle administration.
We'll be so busy we'll never see each other, darling. After you, sir.
I suppose you're wondering why I asked you all here tonight. Years ago, each of you did something terrible to me.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. You're in charge. You take over.
Oh, now, don't be foolish. I wouldn't presume to tell you anything about surgery.
All right, let's get organized. You'll be working with Sheila. This is a promising young surgeon. Praise a lot. Got a great touch, especially on Sunday. All right. Okay, scalpel.
Scalpel.
Kelly Clinton.
Kelly.
Okay, promising young surgeon, give me your hand. All right, hold that down right there. You got it?
Yes, I'm holding it.
All right, don't let go of it. All right, there are no fragments. Irrigate the wound and pack it open.
Yes, doctor.
Margaret, over here. Kelly, gloves. All right, you're really in charge here, Commander. You work with Wilson. You're so scared, I'd like to put my sterile arms around you.
I'm okay.
Okay. Scalpel.
Scalpel.
All right, I'll open up the peritoneum and we'll see what we've got. Or rather, what he's got.
I'm ready.
That's what I tried to tell you when we were alone.
Okay, Charlie, I'm in the M's now. What about this guy,
Martin, Robert H. He's listed as a chest cutter. He's a pediatrician? Charlie, we get very few pregnant soldiers.
Pierce?
Coming, Mother. Nice job. That was good help.
Thank you.
What's happening?
I'm not sure.
That's perfect.
I've never done this before.
But you can't remember the first time you said that. Just put a clamp on that other bleeder there.
Hawkeye, could I trouble you?
Coming, Father.
Okay, Sponge.
Hi, Harry. All right, Radar O'Reilly over at 4077th. Yeah, listen, is your outfit got a Dr. Anthony McDonald, general surgeon? Huh? He changed the psychiatry. That's crazy.
Yeah, all right, he's got to clean this up here.
Is that really his gallbladder I'm holding?
And his money belt, partner. Hold it.
Ready to close now, doctor.
I'll be right there. In the meantime, look for your wristwatch. Surgeon's joke.
I don't feel well. Would you be good enough to take this gallbladder off my hands?
Okay, Richardson's retracting.
Richardson.
Here.
Just a second. Hold that back, will you, see? Mets and bomb scissors.
Mets. Hawkeye?
Yeah, well, what, any luck?
No, I struck out. I called Okinawa, Seoul, Tokyo. Everybody's got the flu, or they won't come, or whatever.
We may have to close the war. Clamp.
I'm out of clamp.
Well, get some, quick. Wait, not you, Sheila. Get back here. Hold that. Father, will you get us some clamp?
Who should I call? We've got to close him now.
Somebody get us a clamp. I'll be right there. Wait a minute. Wait, will you wait a minute? I'm trying to... What do you want to do? My kingdom for an intelligent octopus.
Hi, dear. Having a tough day at the office?
Just filling out the daily report.
Add these. Pints of blood used, pints of blood needed. Progress of cases reports, and on page 6, you'll find my resignation. If you skip every other word, you'll see it's also a suicide note.
Don't be facetious.
All right, then I'll go home as a deserter and change anything.
That will do, Captain.
I don't care. I'm getting out of here one way or the other, and I'm taking you with me, Margaret. We'll send for Frank later.
Have you examined the flu patients?
Frank's temp is up. Henry's is down. Trapper seems to be hovering between Sheila and Shirley. Be able to play Saturday in the big game with abnormal state. I'm going to sack out. You want anything from me before I go? I'm yours.
Well, I have something a bit more constructive. New serum came in on the last chopper. They think it might prevent the flu. It's experimental.
Classic Army thinking. Locking the barn after the horse has the flu.
It may help. We ought to immunize each other.
Margaret, another dream come true.
I think we ought to give each other injections.
I'm no good with a needle. I never have been.
I can take it.
Where do you want it?
In my arm.
Party pooper. Told you I was lousy. Maybe we are in a movie. You're Betty Davis and I'm George Brent. You do me.
Oh, your sleeve.
Uh-uh.
What do you mean,
I want mine in my tushy. Derriere, the back of my front. The fleshy part. I can't take pain. I can only give it.
All right. Lower your trousers.
I thought you'd never ask.
Only as far as you have to. Oh, you're just loving this, aren't you?
Aren't you?
Let me get at your hip.
Anytime, darling.
Sir?
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
I hope you realize this means we're engaged.
Well,
oh,
Henry.
Colonel.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. 4077th at home, in my office.
Could you be up?
I'm just fine. I'm perfect.
You look like an ad for death.
Hey, you know what kind of a bird moves into another bird's nest while the Colonel Bird is sick?
Somebody had to take command.
So you did it together. Well, that's double indemnity. That's what that is. I seen it in a movie.
Hey, you're burning up. Get back to bed.
No. So you two can just sit around my desk and smoke my cigars?
She couldn't help it, Henry. She was drunk.
Oh,
well, forget it. Just get out of there, Mrs. Judas. I'll take it home. Yes, sir, I am back on the bridge. I'm in command around here again.
He went down with his desk.
Package for you, lady. Where do you want it?
Right there, doctor.
Pierce, I'm fine. Just
okay.
Fine.
No, I'm all fine. Right, Henry. You just go to sleep and we'll leave a call for February. Same treatment he was getting before he went over the wall.
Look at me sick in Korea. Boy, if I was back home in Bloomington, Illinois, my wife would be taking care of me. She'd be leaning over my bed with her hair in curlers and cold cream on her face and those chipped fingernails. Kids playing ball up against the side of the house. My dog at the foot of my bed having an accident. Boy, am I glad I'm here.
What are you doing?
Liza, I got amnesia. This is how you dress, right?
You strong enough to get back in the game?
I think I'm getting better. There's two of you there.
There used to be three.
Very good. You can do double hernias. Fever gone?
Mother used to kiss my forehead to find out.
We tried to reach your mother. She doesn't make house calls.
You got any replacements?
We've been offered a veterinarian and a gynecologist.
Great.
They'll be very helpful if we get a horse that's going through menopause.
Been rough, huh?
I've had more fun at autopsies.
Well, help is here.
Dr. Pierce, could you look at bed 5?
If you'll look with me.
No, Frank, I don't think you should.
Oh, McIntyre's getting up.
You're sicker than he is. Everybody knows that.
My nose feels like it weighs 5 pounds.
Frank, I'm in command now. I can get a lot of things changed the way we want them.
That's terrific, Louise.
Louise? That's your wife.
Where?
We're in Korea.
Oh, I'm good. She'll never find us.
Yes, lie still.
I'm all right. We're gonna have to get out of here.
Why?
Too many people in this motel.
What's up?
It isn't Trapper.
I'm with you, Hawk. I can make it.
Fine. All we have to do is move the floor into the operating room.
Let me alone. I can't stand.
Sure, if we screw you to the flagpole. Trap, you want to help me? Don't help me. The only way you're going to get better is you let yourself be sick.
I think I can manage that.
Hawkeye, Chopper's on the way, loaded with casualties. 15 minutes at the most.
All right, Father, get your tap shoes. Sheila! Margaret, let's go. Come on.
I have to go now, Frank, but I'll be back.
Goodbye, Nancy.
Nancy?
The best receptionist I ever had.
Right.
Honestly, Louise, we had to work late.
Double requisition everything.
Right,
I need whole blood. Tap the kitchen staff and the Korean personnel. I want a pint from everybody.
I gave this morning. Can I give again?
It's too soon. Anyway, your blood is nearsighted.
Is that possible?
Keep checking for doctors.
Nobody will listen.
Tell them you're acting under the direct orders of General Clayton.
Just one moment, Captain.
Radar, go.
Stay.
I said go.
And I said stay.
She outranks you. She's got more things on her uniform.
She's got more things in her uniform.
Sorry, sir.
I thought we understood that I am administration.
Let me tell you something, administration. You know that little shot you gave me for the flu?
Yes.
Well, it worked. I've got it.
Sure.
I've got enough nausea to light up the city of Toledo, okay? First I'm hot, then I'm cold, and my knees are in business for themselves. My tongue has gone cashmere, and I'd like to find an all-night latrine to take service with. Now, have I got the flu, or am I just in love?
Do you think you can operate?
I've got to. What am I going to tell the casualty? To stop bleeding until I feel better?
I want to see if you've got fever.
Believe me, I've got fever to burn.
I'm worried about you, Doctor.
You really are, aren't you? You know all those rotten things I've said to you? All those nasty little tricks I played on you?
Yes.
I'd like to get well and do them all over again. Right, pickups.
Pickups. How do you feel?
I have this terrific thirst for embalming fluid.
Are you going to make it?
That's up to you, Margaret.
You're incredible. As sick as you are, digging into someone's gut, you still can proposition a nurse.
I've endowed a dirty old man to make a pass at you 2 years after I'm dead. It's in my will. Okay, you close the skin.
Right.
Sorry. How's it going, folks?
Bleeding's under control. You look awful, Doctor.
I feel awful. It's a set. Saline solution for irrigation. Wait, get a retractor first. Father, pull that back, will you? All right, get the saline. Pull it back more. I can't see in there. Can you get it back more?
Get me more.
Get some suction.
Suction?
All right, that's not bad. Just get it back a little bit more. All right. All right.
It's okay, Hawk. I got 28 pints of blood.
You're a good man, Tiny Tim. Scalpel.
Scalpel. You okay?
Scrub up.
Huh?
We need help around here. Kelly, get him ready. Clint.
Wait a minute. I can't operate.
You're not going to operate. You're going to help.
How's my fainting going to help?
Scrub up! All right, we're just about finished, Father.
Is he all right?
Better than I am. Can you close, or do you want me to get you started?
I can do it.
Hawkeye, was I all right?
All right. I'm putting you in for the Distinguished Cross Cross.
You're making a terrible mistake.
Well, we did nothing else. We got you to wash your hands.
Yes, sir.
Right this way, Doctor. How you doing?
Okay. I finished debriding the wound.
Hey. You know, you're better than Frank, but then so is the patient. Radar, you'll be assisting Margaret Houlihan, nurse, friend, and all-around good egg.
He's very sick.
Okay, gang. Ours not to question why. Mayo scissors.
Mayo. Want me to have a clamp?
A what?
A clamp.
Which one is a clamp?
There.
Mets and bump scissors.
Mets. Okay, let me have a scalpel now.
Which attention, all personnel.
A sharp one, be very careful.
Here is the latest news from Armed Forces Radio. Stockholm. Dr. Ralph Bunch has just won the Nobel Peace Prize. Moscow. Joseph Stalin announced he has been unanimously re-elected ruler of Russia. Paris. French army today predicted it would bring a swift end to the Vietnamese war. Detroit. The automobile industry reached its production target of 6.5 million cars. Korea. Ammunition and materiel shortages continue to hinder the Allied war effort.
Pierce, in recognition of your outstanding service and dedication, and as a token of our admiration, this scroll has been signed by every member of the 4077.
That really hits me where I live. Thanks.
Nice going, buddy.
I'll never be able to look at this without thinking of you, Frank.
You were superb.
Thanks, Chief.
All right, people, let's break it up. I ordered bed rest for this patient.